I always want to come up with something new. But a lot of new things came up today that I was thinking that the qualities of Kamal Krishna Maharaj. And again, I feel like his loyalty and his conviction to Prabhupada still are most prominent in my mind. As many have said that through thick and thin, that faithfulness and the integrity of being Prabhupada's man and as Rita and Enermars would say, taking bold steps, and even under, like, who was it when they changed, decided to get jobs in Dallas, you know, there would be some criticism that wasn't the only time, and somehow another, even though that was there, he had the strength to push forward in a way which made this, like as Rita Enermars, it made this movement what it really is. When you really look at it, there was Prabhupada and there was Tamal Krishna Maharaj and there was a few others, but Tamal Krishna Maharaj is really the right hand man and the one who really, I felt, really understood how to be Prabhupada's servant. He wrote that book, Servant of the Servant. And it means to understand the intent of the spiritual master to be the servant. In other words, before the guru wants something, you know it and you bring it and you do it. And that seems to be the ability that Tamal Krishna Maharaj had in his relationship with Srila Prabhupada. And I don't mean just like bringing a glass of water. I mean, although he would do that, that is also there. But being able to do immense things that personally I wouldn't dare do. I mean, go beyond the, here's the line, like, here's the party line. I'll stay on the field. And he would expand the field, and then, we go a little bit further, So, and he, that loyalty to Prabhupada and that faith in Prabhupada, trust that Prabhupada had in him, it was like a reciprocal thing. It wasn't just a one-way program. Prabhupada actually relied on him a lot for a lot of things. Especially one time in L.A., Prabhupada called and said, "Get me out of here." He didn't call anybody else. He called Tamal Krishna Goswami. And there's a reason for that. And that is Prabhupada's trust and faith in the trust and faith and loyalty of Tamal Krishna Maharaj had for him. And one time I wrote that Srila Prabhupada used Tamal Krishna Maharaj like a sculptor to form ISKCON the way he really wanted it to be formed. And he would do, practically anything to serve Srila Prabhupada. We all know the story about how he ended up in China, but he went. ultimately, probably Goswami Maharaj says, you might as well send me to China. And the next day he realized, oh my God, this is the wrong thing, you know. And the next thing you know, he's like figuring out how to preach in China and did it. And as Sridhananda Maharaj said, something that maybe very few people, if any, others could actually do, to innovate ways to actually spread Krishna consciousness in a country which is like that. My relationship with Goswami Maharaj was casual in the beginning, and as so many people expressed, it became deeper and deeper as time went on. Of course, you all know I was his helper when he was sick, which, you know, he would depend on me for things which were most people wouldn't have to do, you know, if, after his surgery and stuff like that. And I remember, because he had cancer and my mother had cancer, and I said, one of you has to get cured before I, so I can take care, have to take care of two. So he got his surgery, and we waited some time after the surgery, and he was slowly getting better. So then I was allowed to go take care of my mother, and we didn't even say goodbye. We just walked down the hallway and looked at each other, and affectionately just kept looking at each other. And I walked out the door, and he walked down the hallway, and it's kind of like we do now. We don't say goodbye, we say see you later. Of course, then I got the call that the second surgery came, and I had to come back and help again. So that was an interesting ordeal in itself. As all, even I think he had taught me how to ride a bicycle. In the sense that the bicycle of Krishna consciousness. I remember being, when we were together every day for, I don't know how many months, it was 4 or 5 months. And we would take 3 meals together after he submitted to my quota. He had an ability to eat a good portion of prasadam 3 times a day. I have a quota of maybe 2 times medium quota. And one time they brought in I told the server, just bring in the smallest bowls you have and fill them half up. And he noticed right away, as he always did, that your plate's not normal. And I said, well, we have 2 options. I take 1 meal a day with you full, or we take 3 with me taking this much. And he said, oh, no, this is okay. If that's what you have to do, then you have to do. He says, eat to please yourself and dress to please others. That's a Chanaka Pandit, I think, quote. So, but the point I was trying to make is that during these lunch programs, no matter what the topic was, he always had something to relate it to Prabhupada experience. An experience he had with Prabhupada, and what Prabhupada would instruct him to do, and how to do it, and what to do. It wasn't like without backing. You know what I mean? Everything was backed by experience and instruction from his spiritual master. So it was just so nice to be with him, because just so Krishna conscious, based on all the association he had with Srila Prabhupada, that you would gain faith in this person, because it wasn't just speculation or imagination or this or that. It was actually something concrete. Of course, you know, I He told me I was the only person that ever defeated him. You didn't know that? I told you that story. When I came to Texas to take care of him, I'd already decided on the way that I would do it. And he was making plans on how to convince me to take care of him. And when I walked in, I noticed that he had a whole, you know, juggernaut bark. What's the name of that play? Juggernaut? Written to convince me with the group that were there that I should be the one to take care of him, because there was a choice between me and Indra Dumna Maharaj. And I was chosen. So when I noticed it was going on, so I just kind of like went along with it. And then at the end of the lunch, we sat down on the couch, and I got a big couch, and I'm not the senior man, I'm the junior man. So I shouldn't have got the big couch, but he got the big couch, and everybody else got the small chairs. And then he said, "What do you think about staying?" And I said, "You know, I already decided I was going to do that." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I saw you guys had a plan, and they were executing it. I just didn't want to disturb it. So I just went along with it, and I had already decided on the way here that I was going to take care of you." And he looked at me and he says, "You're the only one that's ever defeated me. I didn't notice it." He couldn't sense it in me, you know, that I was, you know. So, we had at one point he said, "Well, if it wasn't for the cancer and the second surgery, this would have been one of the best times of our lives." He said, "Just the association for such a long period of time and so intimate and so close and so literally relishable, like-minded, it's when you are with like-minded people, although I'm not bright like most scholarly people like him and Rita Ananda Maharaj are. I'm a little bit North Dakota, anyone? So I would just like to say that Goswami Maharaj made me more Krishna conscious in those few months than I practically got in the years before, just by his association and by learning to appreciate a devotee for what they really are. And his affection for me was undoubtedly very deep, and mine for him was very, very deep. And that's the types of things that sustain us in our spiritual life, is deep relationships with other devotees of like-minded and like-minded and compatible relationships. Because that association develops faith. Who was it? One of the monitors, somebody said that his faith in Prabhupada was very foremost in their mind. Right? I think somebody was saying that. So that faith in one another grows by association. And that faith is the barometer of our level of advancement in Krishna consciousness. We have 100% faith in Krishna and Guru, then we're there. It doesn't take much more than that. So on this, we call it blessed day of his Vyasa Puja, I thank him because he gave me so much, and I would just say Hare Krishna, you know. What else can you say? You know, it's just like some devotees were saying, we have so many past, I had so many hours with them. The only one regret I have is that I didn't write everything down as I went through it. I don't know why I didn't do it. I used to take notes, but for some reason, the whole ordeal, I didn't take one note. And I literally remember maybe 2-5% of what happened, you know, as far as like intimate instructions. And then that's good, because he said to me several times, "This is just for you." So that's good, because I don't remember it anymore. Phase two. There were several things I wanted to, I thought of. Well, you know when. You know, we get our inspirations at different times than most people. That's an inside joke. No, only one person's laughing. That's him, because he knows what I'm talking about. And that is that I'll tell you a story that Tamal Krishnamurti told me personally about his relationships with his disciples. And he told me that whatever they may be, wherever they may be in their spiritual life, or however much difficulty they're having or not having, if they just remain loyal to me, I remain loyal to them. And I forgot to mention that in my talk, but I think that's a very, very important point. And it was in relationship with one devotee that was having difficulty, a lot of difficulty in their spiritual practice, and he said, but they're loyal to me, therefore I keep them loyal. I stay loyal to them until the end. So that's very, very important. Then I'll just tell one little story, because somebody was saying about Tripathi and Prasadam at Ridai under Maharaj's house, where I happened to be during those GBC meetings. And there was Ridai Nanda Maharaj at one end of the table, Tamal Krishnamurti at the other end of the table, and six others in between at the dining table at Ridai Nanda Maharaj's house. And there was competition at that time. It was 1981 or 82. There was competition between the different, it was a GBC meeting was happening, and there was competition between the cooks who could cook the best feasts. So there was literally every day a 15-course feast at each place, you know, different cooks. And I was a brahmachari at the time, and I was Ridai Nanda Maharaj's secretary and assistant. And when the plate came out with 15 preparations on it, and everybody had said the prayer, he looked at me and said, I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And a root beer. I said, Marsh, you can't do that. He goes, I know what I want, and I want it now. I said, we can't do this. We just can't. It's gonna explode. It's gonna be too much, you know. So he said, do what I say. So I went in the kitchen, and there was a lady that was cooking. And we started on those, I don't know, not a shredder, but the other part of the shredder that makes potato chips. Started making fresh potato chips and ghee, made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a root beer, and brought it out to him and took it to their plate. Satrup Maharaj was just sitting next to him and said, is that a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? He goes, yeah. He says, could I have one of those? The next thing you know, everybody on the table is eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And Tamal Krishnamurti is going, you're ruining my meal. And he was just like, he was, dumbfounded that everybody, you know, had this perfect made Vedic meal in front of them, and they were substituting it for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, potato chips, and root beer. And Ridai Nanda Maharaj says, this is a Vedic meal. The bread is chapatis, the peanut butter is dal, the jelly is chutney, and the potato chips are savories. It's Vedic. So that night, when it came time for prasadam, I was in the kitchen. Ridai Nanda Maharaj wanted another peanut butter and jelly sandwich and potato chips, and I don't know what kind of drink that night. And Tamal Krishnamurti came into the room, and he said, I'm serving. and he took the plate into Rita and Ananarasa's room, and he served him out his peanut butter and jelly sandwich and said, "You win." He's serving, you know, you win. So that's just a little episode to go along with your chapati making story, that most of those chapatis probably didn't get eaten. So Goswami Maharaj, Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Gurudeva Ki. Yeah.